Oh man, I have to. One of the you briefly mentioned in there was that sense of digging, and how far you dig and the equipment thereof. But I mean, I have to say, my experience of schizophrenia was very much not that I'd gone too far out, but that nobody else had come with me. Yeah, that was the key thing. It's like I was consistent and rational within my worldview. It was just a worldview that was so radically different to everybody else's that it upset people and upset me to be so far away from them. And it was that distance that was a problem. It's not the mind state. I don't think there is any unhealthy mind state, but I think there are mind states that are where it becomes difficult to communicate back to the mind state of others, you know? I think I discussed that briefly in an email before, that sense of you get too far away from everybody else and it can be quite lonely. It can feel like you're talking to mirrors all the time. But yeah, I mean, yeah, there is no inaccessible mind state. There is no inaccessible reality. I mean, I strongly believe that, when Buddhists and Hindus talk about Maya and the veil of illusion, they're entirely right. I mean, I think we can deconstruct this universe and transform it into a transformative, constantly shifting mirage with just thought. You don't need technology to do that. You don't just need thought. But, if you do that on your own, it's going to seem pretty scary. And then one of the joys that I experienced, joys and bad things that I experienced when I was, when I've spent time in communities where people are taking high levels of drugs, is that you start to inhabit a space that only your friends are inhabiting. And the guy at the shop thinks you're very strange every time you go. But when you're sitting in that room dropping acid with everybody else, it's all self-consistent. But I can see from a societal point of view, it's not good to have people digging off reality tunnels into completely different realities, because just simply communication, And I think that's a matter of, I think Jung saw that, that sense of like, if we can open up lines of communication between schizophrenics and people that are functional while the schizophrenic is still actively psychotic, then it's safe. Then that's okay. We've got lines of communication that they can, they can be an active member of society. You don't have to get rid of the schizophrenia. You just have to communicate. That's the key. That's the key to me.